Welcome to the Philosopher's Notes podcast, where Brian Johnson shares one of his 1,000-plus favorite big ideas from notes on 100 of the greatest self-development books. Today's big idea comes from Michael Beckwith's great book, Spiritual Liberation.
Freedom from the tyranny of trends. Quote, one of the ways we hijack our capacity to experience a state of beholding is that we become swept up in what I call the tyranny of trends. The tyranny of trends allows for the lowest common denominator to set the standards of success and, of course, coolness. Very often, trends convince individuals what their life's purpose should be. The tyranny of trends is blasted out at us from television, radio, newspapers, tabloids, computers, and even our dentist's waiting room, attempting to convince us that we must smell a certain way, wear a certain label, weigh a specific weight, have whiter teeth, drive a certain car, make a certain income, and so on, before we can consider that we've made it. End quote. Tyranny of trends. I love that. As Beckwith says, we're so conditioned by the lowest common denominator stuff that pours out of TVs, radios, the internet, and even our dentist's waiting room. Want to round up to the highest common denominator? Read, meditate, journal, discover your highest self, and have the audacity to tap into and express your authentic self. In Beckwith's words, quote, begin to consciously break your agreement with the mediocrity present in the tyranny of trends. No longer consider trendsetters as people who are to be admired or imitated. Break free from the hold of what society tells us we should be like. Be drawn into the presence of those who exemplify the next level of human evolution, a spiritual teacher or spiritual community. Each of us has arrived on planet Earth to behold, to participate in the adventure of exploring the truth that we are enlightened beings having a human incarnation. End quote.